I'm going to continue on. I want you to look at, over to Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 6. So starting in verse number 25, Jesus says this, "Therefore I say to you, do not." Everybody say, "Do not." Now see, the first, when we started off in Philippians, is the Apostle Paul writing, and Paul said, "Do not." But this is Jesus. Red print, my Bible. And Jesus is saying, in the first part, he says, "Therefore I say to you," and remember this, now what did we start off with? The Bible's God speaking to me. Regardless of where I'm at, what's going on in my life, the Bible's God speaking to me. So therefore I say to you, do not worry. See, there it is. And so, once again, when it's a command, it comes down to a choice. Now here's something that we don't, you know, we like to skip over, but it's real. If I'm told to not worry, and I know that's in the Word, and I know that it's a command, but I choose to worry, now, I don't know how you can get away without not calling that for what it is, which is sin. Oh, come on now, Pastor. You leave that sin and stuff to all them drinking and cussing people. Oh, no. No, this is for people that go to church, dressed up, look nice. But if you're worrying, praise God, that's good. Hallelujah. Yeah, another subject. There you go. So he says, do not worry, and then he begins to break this down about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, about your body, what you're going to put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And then my favorite part has been so real to me over the last several years. Look at the birds of the air. Why did he choose birds? Because I don't care where you go on planet Earth, you'll find birds. You can go to the most beautiful places and the most wretched places, and I'm telling you what, there's birds. And Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Thank God. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? I want you to notice this. Worry produces little faith. Worry will diminish your faith. It will deplete your faith.